Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Memches, Chulin 48b, pagination is 96. We'll start on the fifth line at the two dots, Itmar, we learnt. Machat shenimtzeis bereya, a needle that was found in the lung. So this is a big concern because we know that a punctured lung is going to make the animal treif, non-kosher. And having a needle in the lung gives us a bit of wonderment. How did it get here? So the fear is that it came from inside the intestines, that it was swallowed as part of the food, and that somehow, because it's a needle, it pierced the intestines, pierced the lung, and over time made its way into the lung. The lung might even have healed since then, but we have a tradition that in general those healing presentations are not reliable, and that such things peel off and do not stay permanently. And once we have this needle inside the lung, how did it get into the animal? And we're going to wonder if perhaps it indicates by circumstantial evidence that there must be a hole somewhere in the lung. The alternative is that, as unusual as it might be, the animal inhaled it, so to speak. It went down the wrong pipe, as we say. And the animal certainly ate, was chewing, it had this needle in its mouth, and it went down the windpipe and ended up in the lung. And what are you creating? All kinds of conspiracy theories that it has holes in its lung. It didn't. It went straight in down the trachea into the lung, and so be it. And that's our question. Machat shenimtzis bereya, the needle that's found in the lung. Rabbi Yochanan v'Rabbi Elazar v'Rabbi Chanina machshiri. These rabbis, including Rabbi Yochanan, allowed it. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish v'Rabbi Mani bar Patish v'Rabbi Shimon ben Elyakim tarfi. And these rabbis, including Reish Lakish, forbade it. Rashi points out that in general, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan when confronted with a machlokas of Reish Lakish. And indeed, the general approach over here is going to be in favor of allowing it and approaching like Rabbi Yochanan to review, even though it's unusual for the needle to go down the trachea, the windpipe. Nevertheless, that's what we're going to assume, because we found the needle here. We don't see any punctures in the lung. We check it, of course, but we don't see any punctures. We're not going to say that the needle perforce indicates that there must be a hole here. We're not going to say that. Before we go on, that's based on the principle of lo mechazkinan isura. We don't assume prohibition. We don't create a theory that's going to forbid. You have to know when we apply this, but there definitely are places where we apply this and we allow for a more tame interpretation, even if it's a little bit less likely. Even though it's more likely that the animal swallowed the needle together with food and that it navigated its way through the animal by puncturing its way through and ended up in the lung. Nevertheless, lo mechazkinan isura, all we see is a needle in the lung and we don't see any holes. We can just say the more unlikely interpretation, which is that it came down the windpipe. We have a more common case of this in the classic kosher kitchen, where a person finds a dairy spoon, for example, in the fleishig drawer. And right away, it's a different pattern. it stands out as it should. And a person right away thinks that they have to kasher the utensil. How could a milchik thing get into a vlezhik drawer unless it must have been washed together with hot water? And it must be that it has become a milk dairy mixture, non-kosher, has to be kashered. And the actuality, although we encourage people to ask shilas, but the actuality is that that's an example of lo mechaskinan isura. Just because something is in the dishpan designated milk or meat, or in the drawer designated milk or meat, and it's in the wrong drawer, lo mechaskinan isura, we don't assume that it necessarily was washed incorrectly with boiling hot water. And there are other interpretations, even if they're less likely. But someone sorted the silverware wrong, someone took silverware from the correct drawer where it was, and accidentally, when they didn't need it, put it back into the wrong drawer. There are lots of things that could have happened. And even if they're less likely, but we're not pushing to create a prohibited scenario. Let's see the Gemara. Skipping two lines, at the end of a line, "Dekuli alma chisarim mibifnim lo shmei chisarim." Everybody agrees that the fact that it's scratching around inside the lung, that's the inside of the body, that's the inside of the organ, it's not creating a puncture, and that's not considered a problem, even though it's scratching. But if you want to understand what they're arguing about, it's as follows. One holds that it came through the tubes, meaning the windpipe structure, and it came all the way down into the bottom of the lung. And the other opinion holds it must have made a hole because things don't normally go that way, and it must be that there's a hole. Hayi machta, a story of a needle, d'ishtakach b'chitucha d'reya, that was found in a cut-up lung. So this is unique. We can't inflate the lung. We can't check the entire lung to see that there are no holes. We only have a cut piece of the lung, which is where the needle was found. Aisua lakamei Rebbe Ami, they brought it in front of Rebbe Ami, Sava la'achshura, and his first reaction was to allow it, to allow the animal, to paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, that it's okay. They asked questions on him. At the end of a line, about three lines later, Hadash Adra lekamei de Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, they sent it to Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, Sava la'achshura, he also was thinking to allow it based on the same logic. Dropping down to the last of the small lines, Hadash Adra lekamei de Rav Ami, they then sent it back to Rav Ami, realized that until now, the two rabbis that were presented with it, it's worded as savar la'achshura. They were thinking to allow it. They didn't issue a final ruling. They were thinking about it, considering. They brought it back to Rav Ami v'tarfa, and he said it's treif, which was very surprising, because originally he said it's kosher, and we should paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. And Rav Yitzchak Nafcha said the same thing. So we thought that when we finally came in for the ruling, we were going to get a kosher ruling. Vitarfa, he says it's treif. Amri lei, they said to him, v'harabonon machshiri, they're great rabbis who allow such a thing. Just because you found the needle in the lung, you have to assume the worst. He said to them, they allowed it because they had basis to allow it. They had some solid reasoning because they checked the lung, couldn't find any punctures, and they had to conclude that the needle is here because it came down the windpipe. Anan, but we who are being presented with a question that only has a part of the lung that doesn't allow for full inspection. You can't inflate it and see that there are no punctures. Me'ezetam nachshir. On the basis of what can we be machshirit? Say all the logic you want, but all that logic is good if you have an intact lung to appearance's sake. Then there's a dissenting view which says there has to be a puncture. And we have our position that says if you don't find any punctures, so why claim this for sure a puncture? But over here, Dilma ihava reya kamon menakva. Had we indeed had the entire lung in front of us, it could be it has a hole. And therefore, when you present me with only part of the lung, after deep consideration, I realized I really cannot allow it and its treif, because a needle in such a place, there's a good chance there's a hole, and I can't disprove that concern. Yashar koach. Thank you for joining.